at a young age, you've worked your way up to head of year, and also achievement coordinator. You teach citizenship, religious like studies. Like this is no small feat. So, what does it take? Because I'm sure not everyone can do it. So, what is it?
Yeah, it's, you know, you're right in the sense of determination is so key. With myself, I don't unless you call it determination, I would just say, hey, I'm just trying to be somebody, right? That's how I see it. I see in the sense that, you know, I did not come to this country ultimately to not improve on the life that I could have lived when I was back in Jamaica. And so a lot of the things that I do is always, you know, being driven by that. So determination, 100%. And I also think organization was something I really value, the fact that, hey, I do consider myself to be multifaceted in the sense that there's different things. I love to cook, right? And I always say to my students that, hey, give me 10 years and I'm going to be getting my restaurant. That's what I'm going to be doing.
That's it. That's
doing something for myself. But I also think what's been so helpful in terms of values is really being selfless. That's something that has actually gotten me to where I am now. I consider myself to be very selfless in the sense that I'm serving this greater mission that is above me, and I see the role that I need to play in it. Mm. And that's what has literally helped me. I remember when I was applying, and when you're becoming a teacher, you have to do at least some work experience in a primary school and a secondary school. I went back to my school, you know, that same place that was traumatic for myself, and I had some lovely teachers. And, you know, again, there's no hate, no harboring of anything like that, because I'm now mature in that aspect of it. And one of the teachers, you know, I said, yeah, I want to be a head teacher. Within 6 years, you know, it's going to be, I didn't say I want to be a head teacher within 6 years, but within 6 years, I want to find myself in a position where I am in leadership. You know, it could be a lead or anything like that. And then he said to me that, hey, let's just do one step at a time. Let's do what? Now, it was so weird when you said that, because as a person, I've never been that. I've always been able to see the bigger picture. And what's helped me get to where I am now is the fact that I always had the bigger picture in mind.
Yeah.
Always had the bigger picture in mind. And this leads a lot of the conversation I have with my students. When they come into my lessons and, oh my God, I've got an hour's detention. Man, this is just my friendship group. Oh my God, oh my God. I say, like, hey, what is the bigger picture? You come in this lesson, you're learning, that's going to help you with your GCSE. You get your GCSE and you continue with life. That's the bigger picture. And so when you have this, it just makes it a lot easier. And that's the thing that's kind of got me to where I am now. Determination, organization, and always having the bigger picture in mind.
Yeah. Wow. It's like you're a visionary. you see things in the future, and I think even subconsciously your actions, your routines, how you go about life, it will be in order to get there. And head teacher, so I mean, with all talking about vision, setting goals, is that something that you really want to get to, head teacher?
100%. I may settle at deputy. Teacher.
No, we don't set on a valuable podcast. we you can get there. It's just fascinating. And do you think that would be in the current school you're in? Is that sort of working your way up, or would you like to sort of
move? No way.
All right.
One of the things I've had to accept is that if I want to do progress, if I want to progress at the rate that I want to progress, obviously taking sound advice as well, I will have to move to get that experience and to find myself in a position. And the way things are with myself is that I believe everything happens for a reason. And so when it is time to go, or when it is time for the next phase of my life, I believe it will be opened. You know, as I said, I am a man of faith. It, you know, God will show me that, hey, the next step is here.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about some of the listeners, because I'm sure there's some students, whether they're at university, whether they're at sixth form, college, or even secondary school, because by the time this comes out, there's a few months left to like this exam, GCSE, A-level. So what's your advice? Like, what can you sort of say about that?
As my mom always says, especially when I'm struggling to get through university, it says, look, it might be long, but it won't be forever. Okay. So the small sacrifice that you have to do now, it might seem long, and it is long. It is long right now, but it won't be forever. And ultimately, you're setting yourself up. So my advice to anybody who's going through this transitionary period where, you know, they have to commit themselves for the next couple of months so they can be better and be greater, you have to have the bigger picture in mind. Do what you need to do. And that's it. No consolation needed. You know what I mean? Do what you need to do.
Thank you for listening to this short snippet of the Valuable Podcast. I hope this was valuable advice you can apply to your own life. Make sure to listen to the full episode out now and take a browse of all the other valuable episodes. Additionally, subscribe to the newsletter at www.valuablepodcast.com. Remember, increase the value you provide and you'll rise in due time.